Sunday. So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. My name is Jake Walker. So glad to be with you. Malcolm Ballinger is in the studio. How have you been, sir?
Good morning.
Yeah, it's great to see you. Great to be back in here.
Yeah, good to see you back.
Yeah.
You have been drumming around town?
I've been the little drummer boy, speaking of Christmas and all of that stuff. Yeah, I've just been drumming a lot. It's been one of those things. I just kind of said a little prayer and said, you know, hey, God, if I'm supposed to keep playing the drums, then send me a sign. And I've just been working my tail off. I really have. So I'm very happy about that. Very busy. And you've been busy as well?
Yes. Obviously, the run-up to Christmas in Pensacola mm-hmm. is always busy with parties, functions,
parade.
Mm-hmm. Parades, yes. Yeah. And so I've done my fair share. Although the last week I was a little run down with a cold. But... hey, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Yes, yeah. That's what happens.
Right. And we have 25 hours of Christmas music coming up here on News Radio. You know, I feel like we were just here talking about Christmas, it seems like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And wow.
You know, one thing I've noticed is that I'm sure you're going to Walmart.
Yeah.
And it used to be that they had Burl Ives, It's a Very Merry Christmas, on sort of like on an endless loop, it
right.
seemed like.
I love that.
And so you just wanted to get out of the place as much as possible, as fast as possible.
We differ on that. Yeah,
well, Christmas music is great, but after a while,
it
you're ready
wears
to put
them.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
But I noticed they do a live feed or something now. So it was more pleasant.
Right.
Now, ask me, why do I remember this? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just know that. That's one of the things I always remember about Christmas, those annoying, endless songs.
Are there particular Christmas songs in Europe, or is this mainly just an American, just commercialized, let's write a song and make some money?
It's the same in Europe.
Same artists a lot?
Yeah, a lot of same artists. Mm. You know, the usual songs.
Yeah.
The Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas is obviously very popular. It's become a little bit of a...
Man, she could live 100 lifetimes off the money that song has made in one year, I'm sure.
Yeah, it gets back in the charts of every...
It really does. Yeah. And that's enough. That really is. Michael Bublé has an amazing Christmas album, of course. That's always one of my faves.
Mm.
Brett Eldridge is a country artist. He's made a really good... There's people that have that kind of voice, you know, like the Sinatra type... voice that's just it lends itself to being a Christmas classic, you know.
Yeah, I think singers come and go, mm-hmm. but I still believe that Frank Sinatra was the best in respect that he not only had a great voice, which I think got better as he got older, but he had such incredible stage presence, which seems to be lacking amongst many of the stars today. I don't know if I'm a little biased. You know, I'm a little old-fashioned.
No, I agree with you.
I thought he just had incredible stage presence.
Mm-hmm.
You were sort of riveted to what he was going to say or sing. And, as I say, I think that's right. missing a little bit.
You could kind of hear in his voice and just see from his stage presence that there's a story there. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of like really cool stories and you could just hear it and see it with him. And, yeah, always the master, I think.
Yeah, particularly with My Way, which is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. And he certainly did it his way.
He definitely did, yeah. I don't know, don't see too many pictures of vocalists in the vocal booth doing a recording with a cigarette and a glass of brandy or whatever he was sipping on. So, yeah, he did it his way. He really did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, but, yeah, all those classical recordings and you know, we'll never have that again. It's just not going to be that. So,
yeah, I look forward to the funny ones.
Mm.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. My wife had never heard of that song before she met me. And when I told her about it, you would have thought that I introduced her to, I don't know, just So it was just wacky. She was like, this is an actual song. People listen to this. And I was like, yeah, it was popular when I was a kid.
Well, you know, Christmas can be very stressful. And there's a great, I don't think I've heard it in this country, but there's a great song, a Christmas song. Please don't jump off the roof, Dad. You'll make a hole in the path or something.
What?
Excuse me.
I've not heard of this one.
It's just Dad's really stressed out with Christmas and at the point to jump off the roof.
Right. Don't
please don't jump off
Dad.
The roof, Dad.
Okay, yeah. It's not that bad. We're sorry, Dad. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I have not heard of that little nugget. I'll have to look that one up.
I think it's peculiarly British, yeah. I think.
Right.
We should Google that. Or ask Siri. She knows everything.
Right. I understand the symbolism, and I was thinking about this on the way to the station today. Is like we put so much stress on going and getting the right gifts for everybody and getting them in time and getting them at the best deal and getting them sent out at the right time. Even with Thanksgiving, I was noticing me and my wife were stressing because we were thinking we've got to have cranberries, we've got to have turkey, we've got to have this and this and this. And I told her, I was like, if we're just making hamburgers, it doesn't really matter. Like, why are we putting this stress on ourselves?
Well, you know, at Christmas, the suicide rate is at the highest
and
mental illness. And you're right, people put a lot of stress on themselves. It's difficult to sort of take a blasé approach, and I don't wish to to dampen the conversation here, but I think we do tend to overdo it at Christmas.
Yeah, we do.
The present thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things my family we've done for many years is drawn names for one other member of the family. And they have made a list of what they want, you know, whatever it might be, and you choose from a list. So it does two things. It takes off a lot of the stress, but also, obviously, the recipient gets broadly what they what they need, what they want.
Yeah, and if you don't do that, then you end up playing Dirty Santa, which is you just get a bunch of crazy, wacky gifts, and then you try to pawn yours off on somebody else to get what they have. It's this whole game. I don't know if you've ever played that, but it's very popular at parties.
Yes, I have.
Dirty Santa.
I find it very frustrating. Because there's one thing there that you could sort of semi-use, and somebody steals it from you when you finally get it.
Yeah.
So you finish up with, I don't know, a pair of Christmas socks or something.
Right. Right. Well, the season is just all about, you know, being around the people that you can tolerate long enough to drink some eggnog and eat some food and, you know, and just give thanks, you know. I think this whole season, ever since from Thanksgiving all the way through New Year's, I'm like in a thankful mood. I'm just giving thanks because I made it through another wacky year, and this 2025 is definitely not going to disappoint. I think it's going to be a very interesting year, definitely.
Well, we say that every year. And I guess it always is.
Yeah. We've got some different things this year, though, that's going to make it very volatile. But I think in a good way. I think the country is in for some really good changes. I'm going to stay hopeful. I know a lot of people are like, nope, we're done. Over. Game over. Going home. Oh, Stefan Schmidt just texted in. Hey, Stefan. What's going on, buddy? He said Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Stefan.
Yeah.
I had many of them.
Yeah. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite Christmas?
A favorite Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christmas was never the same as when my boys were young.
Right.
I think I've told this story before, but I always remember when we first came over, lived in Denver, we got a bike for my oldest boy, who was, I think, 6 at the time. Mm. And so I'm trying to put the darn thing together. And after a couple of hours, I think I was probably getting a little heated and whatever. And so anyway, I finally got the thing together, got the pedals on and all that other stuff. For some reason, it should be simple putting together a child's bike, but not
me.
So the next morning, Christmas morning, because we do Christmas the English way. And that is that you don't open gifts until Christmas morning.
Okay.
And what we used to do when I was a kid, my parents would put them in a sack at the end of the bed. as if Santa Claus had come into your bedroom. Okay. But now we've kind of revised it and we put them around the tree. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Richard, my oldest, he opens the bike and he's thrilled, of course. Mm-hmm. And he turned to me and said, "You know, Dad, I crept to the top of the stairs and watched you trying to put this bike together." I said, "Well, Santa sent me the component parts.
Santa doesn't have time to put it together, too, son." Yeah. Wow. So he probably got a kick out of watching you do that.
So ever after that, I bought an assembled one at the store, even though it cost an extra $20 or whatever it was.
But the joke was on him because he immediately took that bike out and went down the biggest hill in the neighborhood, and then it just kind of dismantled in his hands. Yeah. All he had was the handlebars. Oh, yeah. He never got over that. All right. So News Radio 92.3, it's Pep Talk. Jake Walker, I'm your host, sitting here with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing. We're just talking about Christmas. If you've got anything you want to share, let us know. 437-1620. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A rump-a-pum-pum right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm sure everybody's seen that meme on Facebook with the little drummer boy, and he's like, you know, Mary just spent how many ever hours in labor giving birth to the Messiah of the world, and what she needs now in this cave late at night is a drum solo. I'm sure Joseph was like, kid, beat it. Scram. You bothering me, son. Get out of here. But we're celebrating the season here on News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk. I'm your host, Jake Walker, sitting here with Malcolm Ballinger. Go to ballingerpublishing.com for the latest and greatest events coming up. I'm getting here after the party's over. The ballet, the Nutcracker is over. Mm-hmm. Now we're just kind of, everything Christmassy has already kind of run its course. The Zubilee is over at the zoo. Man, everything's just kind of white ties, done, played.
Well,
so we're just looking at New Year's.
You still have time to go downtown and see the lights, which are, I think, better than ever this year. They've added to them, and it's really exciting, really festive. Mm-hmm.
My wife wants to go see them, and then the next night she wants to go to Bellingrath. the gardens and see their light thing before they take it down. So,
my next big event downtown is New Year's at the Symphony, which I love. I look forward to that every year.
Yes. Yeah, and we're going to have, this is going to be Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. Okay, so jazz vocalist Sydney McSweeney. That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very cool. Tickets start at $25. Go to PensacolaSymphony.com for more information on that. Pick up Pensacola Magazine. You can see pictures and
if you're not especially into classical music, this is a great show to go to because it's more, what would be the right expression? It's more easy, not easygoing. What's the, it's... You're the musician. Come on.
It's more. I don't know. Maybe modern and digestible.
Yeah.
To the
it's
ears.
Not as classic and as
right.
serious. Yes.
Yeah. There's some swing in there. Some jazz.
Yeah. You know, popular
yes.
American.
Yeah, it's hip. It's hip.
Oh, that's a good word. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't no jive. Yeah. So that New Year's, we're gonna have fireworks on Pensacola Beach. There's the polar bear plunge on the first, which I'm thinking about doing this year. Have you ever done anything like that?
No.
It's good for you, they say, if you don't perish in the initial plunge from drowning or freezing to death.
As you know, I lived up north for a long time, and I refuse to believe that freezing to death is good for you.
Well, just the momentary plunge, because it causes your body to freak out and start creating all of this cool stuff to keep you alive, and that's apparently good for you.
If it's good to have a heart attack, I guess it's a good thing.
Yeah, it just kind of gets everything juiced up down there, gets everything going. It's very, very cold, but no, I've been thinking about that, doing the polar plunge. I think we talked about this last year. We don't really get into doing New Year's resolutions anymore. And anybody I know, I don't know anybody that really does that anymore.
No,
yeah,
no, because you really don't. Most people don't keep to them.
No, you're done by like late February. You can't even remember what it was.
Every year. I say I'm going to lose a few pounds, and I try.
Yep.
Although I must say this year, I have really been good and not overindulged in the month of December from Thanksgiving onwards through December. I usually put on a few pounds, but actually I've remained stable, so I'm very good. Proud of myself.
Good. Have you tried any of the intermittent fasting craze that's going on?
No, I haven't, because I don't know that that's good for your system. I'm certainly no doctor, but it would seem to me not to make sense that, your blood sugar level and things like that changing dramatically.
Right. Well, in biblical times, they fasted for many reasons, but I think it was just because they was poor and they didn't have any food. So they're like, hey, we're going to do this for God because I don't have any food anyway. So
well, back in those days, they did live to be very old people.
They really did, yeah. There was probably no pollution or, anything like that to worry about.
Yeah, no microplastics in the environment.
None of those, nope. Interesting.
Boy, we're painting a very bad picture here, aren't we? This is supposed to be an upbeat show.
Oh, it's, we talk about everything here on Pep Talk.
Yes.
It's the yin and the yang. We talk about both sides. We represent everything here.
I am looking forward to Christmas dinner. And this year... will be at Jackson's restaurant.
Very nice.
They put on, they have the regular menu, but they also put on a special Christmas feast. And the turkey is always done to perfection. And as I've said many times, you can get up from the table and leave somebody else to do the dishes.
Nice. That's the best part.
Yes.
Mom doesn't have to do it.
No.
They have a well-trained staff there, great Southern Restaurants Group. At Jackson Steakhouse, I'm envious. But I got to tell you, I'm digging what I'm going to be having because we got have you ever had it? I don't even know how to say it, but it's birria, B-I-R-R-I-A, I think it's called. It's a very spicy seasoned roast, and it's like a pork roast. And we put it in the crock pot, and you cook it for about 5 or 6 hours, and it is just... It's heaven. It's amazing. So that's what we're kind of going a little, non-tradish this year and going with a birria roast. I think that's how you say it. If you've had it, let us know. 437-1620. I just found out about it at Aldi, and I'm just loving it. So,
it is true. Many people now are not doing the traditional Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Because turkey, you kind of eat the whole year round.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, you get a lot of turkey.
Yeah. So something special in... Like this birria?
Yeah. I'm telling you, if you haven't tried it, I believe it's maybe like Afro-Cuban, Brazilian, maybe some kind of influence. I'm not sure. Maybe Jamaican jerk. It's just spicy and delicious. I don't know. If you've ever had it, let me know. 437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to wrap up with Malcolm Ballinger. Don't go anywhere.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas.
Mr. Grinch.
Hi, this is Tasca King with ADX Digital and Radio Advertising Sales, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm the company coordinator. I'm wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho!
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
He's got more money than him, more brain.
All right, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, classical music for Christmas. Very, very nice. We have some texts in here, some people. Let me see. Lisa said she likes hens. Have you ever had a hen, like a Cornish hen or any kind of game hen on Christmas?
Yeah, many years ago. Not at Christmas. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Happy Festivus, Janet said to Jake and Malcolm. One year she flew up her family to New Hampshire and bought a turducken. You ever had the old turducken?
No, I've heard of it. Sounds fascinating.
Turkey, duck, chicken all together. Duck. Oh, man.
Oh, I love duck. Yes.
If it's done correctly, it could be one of the best
things
I've ever
eaten.
How
can you do the three together and make them?
Seems like a lot of...
one would be underdone, one overdone. No?
Yeah. Too much processing for me. Malcolm, so great to see you again, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Great to see you, and have a great Christmas.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9, with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.